live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Loff and catching up here with Earl Harrison, Handy Tech North America. Earl, I think last time we spoke was at the conventions back in July, so I'm just touching base, seeing what's new with Handy Tech.
Okay, well, we've got several things. I think back in July we had just, probably a couple months earlier, released our Mac Academy Basic Training Workbook and Study Guide, which is a companion CD that goes along with the actual three-day workshop. But we authored this and made it available. It's $75 just for the CD. $150 gets you a Braille version and the CD. And since that time, we've also developed 17 audio tutorials that goes along with the workbook. So that's been going pretty well. Actually, this week at ATIA, we've just launched the Active Braille. It's a 40-cell Braille display, the first Braille display with active tactile control, rather the first portable Braille display with active tactile control. We launched the Modular Evolution, which is the desktop version, about 4 years ago. And at that time, it was about 4 years into its research and development. And now we finally have a version that has ATC built right on board. Familiar with the Braille Eno, it looks very similar to that, except it's the 40-cell version of it, so it's got the ergonomic Braille keyboard. Each dot has a sensor underneath it, not each Braille cell, but each dot within the Braille cell. And what's happened is when you come to the end of the line, our bookworm mode, because it senses the end that your finger is at the end of the line.
Oh, It scrolls down.
So you could conceivably read a book from cover to cover without ever having to press a button.
Great for me doing news, people reading professionally.
The real strength in this, of course, we've got the internal note-taking features and a calculator that you can actually use within the body of a document. So you can actually do mathematical expressions within a document. It's got a scheduler, a clock, a stopwatch, and all that stuff's cool and everything, but we really think that for the U.S. market, okay, at $6,990, this is not something that most people are just going to run out and pick up.
Right.
But the people who want the functionality, the ATC, and the people who are working in rehab, doing Braille instruction or education, they're going to really appreciate the log analyzer that you can actually use to actually monitor the reading progress of their students. As a Braille reader, and not a great Braille reader, but a pretty good Braille reader, I mean, this gives me more motivation to actually download books directly to my Braille device and read them, because it's not even like reading paper Braille.
And this has storage capabilities?
It actually has a 4-gig SD micro card in it.
Very nice.
Right now.
Okay.
It has USB 2. It's got both the Type A, Type B, they call it. So you can actually connect a keyboard, a QWERTY keyboard, up to it if you wanted to.
And can you do the backwards translation, I believe they call it? Or you type in Braille output back to...
You know, because this is actually the only one in the United States right now. Apple has the specification for the Active Braille, but they have not yet implemented it. But because they're Apple, you can bet the next release of iOS is going to have it.
You know, so the capability's there, it's just not implemented yet.
Correct. Not in the iOS devices.
Right, right.
But, of course, you can use we've got the Sign driver for JAWS, and you can use it, their translator, which I've not even seen yet, but I hear you can use it. It's definitely supported by all the major screen readers.
Very cool.
Including, the System Access, of course, because it uses the universal driver, and that's the beauty of our Braille devices. If you have one, we basically use the same driver, and it just detects what device you're using. Here in the background, actually, is somebody using a Braille Eno, which is our very, portable note taker, with an iPod. Yeah, so there's a situation where you can use grade 2 input and then have it back translate on the fly as you're composing email messages or taking down notes.
How many cells is that?
That's 20.
20 cell.
Mm-hmm.
What is the price on that?
That one's $39.90.
Okay.
And it has all the internal functionalities, that come with most of the portable devices. And, of course, we have the Easy Braille as well, which is just a 40-cell Braille display without any internal functions. Another thing that we're really excited about is the Cash Manager program that we've just been named U.S. distributor to carry. That actually comes in three versions. It's for people who want to manage their home finances. or if nonprofits and businesses as well. I'm excited because I'm actually converting my my books from QuickBooks into Cash Manager, and for the first time, I'll be able to have a firm handle on all my company's finances, and which is, you know, as a blind business owner, I've been really missing over the last 5 years.
And will that, so that will import different QuickBooks files?
Yeah.
So if a blind person coming into a situation for an employer and that's what they've been using in the past, although of course some of that's gone web-based. I didn't know how
yeah.
it works.
Well, here's my story is we started out with a desktop version of QuickBooks, and that was fine. The sighted people in my company liked it just fine, and they used it, but I couldn't have access to anything. I had to always have them generate reports, export them to an Excel spreadsheet. Then we went to the online version of it, and that was better. I could go out and get my, my balance sheets and my accounts receivables, accounts payables, and profit loss and all that stuff. That was cool, but I couldn't do invoices, couldn't do quotes, couldn't do even credit card processing using their system. And so that wasn't working out. Then we tried another thing where we had we hired an accounting firm where we actually somehow went back to the desktop version, but to add insult to injury, we had to actually VPN into the system. So I just said enough is enough, and we're going to start using Cash Manager.
So let's talk about Cash Manager. You said there are three versions, mm-hmm. kind of break down.
Yeah. Well, there's a business version, which is $250. And that has everything from generating quotes to invoicing. Accomplish Global Limited is the name of the company. They're based in New Zealand. They've been around for about 20 years. Cash Manager is a mainstream application that's been used quite widely throughout New Zealand and Australia. And over the last couple of years, they've come out with a U.S. version. And they're actually just kind of starting getting into the market, and we've had the honor of being named their U.S. distributor because they want to start out in the blindness market, because it's been quite by accident determined that they are probably the most accessible finance or bookkeeping software on the market. And they're really cool people to work with, because you tell them that there's a problem, then they fix it. And in fact, their trainers have become quite screen reader savvy over the last couple of years as well. So a great company to work for. Or work with, rather.
Right. So it's working with all
version.
Screen reading technologies?
Well, right now, it probably works best with JAWS right now.
Okay.
I've tried others. I know that it is on the drawing board for the other screen readers as well.
It's PC-based. There's no Mac version of it?
There is no Mac version of it.
Okay.
No. There's a not-for-profit version, which is $200. And there is a home version, which is $50. And I can't remember the pricing structure for the support package, but Accomplish wants to do all the support themselves for the moment. And there are I think it's $300 for businesses, $250 for nonprofits, and it's like $30 I think for the home version. And that gives you a year of support with them. So I think $80 out of pocket and a year of support, that's not bad for people who just want to manage their own finances. But by and large, most people just figure out the software themselves, I think.
So it's intuitive? Is it
menu-based
or toolbar-based?
Very very much menus-driven.
Okay.
So you got the standard toolbar, and you drop down into the menus, and you got pretty much across-the-board standard dialogues and controls. So there are a couple things that need work with some of the other screen readers, but I think that'll happen in pretty short order.
That's rather new stuff. I know you rolled out a reading machine, OCR solution, back in July. How's that moving for you?
That actually is going quite nicely. It's called iRead.
1103.
And here we've got a camera. It's called the iRead Now system. So if you buy it with iRead, it is a 10-megapixel camera. Is very robust hardware. It folds down very nicely, and it's right now it's not the blazing fast speeds that you see with some of the other systems that do the block scanning and process in the background. It's full page scanning because we think it's important, especially being a Braille display representative and manufacturer, that people are able to read Braille as well as access the material and speech. So instead of 2 or 3 seconds right now, we're looking at about 8 to 10 seconds of processing speed, but that's full phase processing. And we do plan to add a faster block processing option down the road as well. If you thought it was accurate then, and with the 5-megapixel version, 10-megapixel cameras, and the updates are even more accurate. You know, it actually checks, I don't know, I think several times a second, the lighting conditions in the room actually before it captures the image. So
there's some intelligence involved there, and that's very key, because our lighting environments are not all created equal.
Exactly.
So that's probably the biggest factor that comes into play as far as the accuracy at the end of the day. Well, what is the price on that unit?
You know, the iRead Now is, off the top of my head, I think it's $16.99.
Okay.
I want to say. $16.95.
And people are going to cameras and getting rid of the old school scanners.
Yeah, it's time. It really is. I mean, the idea that you can scan and have about immediate access to text versus having to wait for the scanner hit the pass, I mean, yeah.
It is kind of an archaic technology. I'm sure many people hold on to their scanners, you know, if they're casual scanning use.
Exactly.
They'll run them until they quit. A lot of people keep asking about OCR on the Mac.
You know, OCR on the Mac, I've been using an Abbey Fine Reader for importing, like, PDF and JPEGs and things like that. I haven't personally found a scanner that, you know, my Canon sure didn't do the trick because there's some graphic that I had to have somebody actually hover sighted visually identify, and then I could click on it, but I couldn't isolate that graphic with that particular scanner. We don't have a solution yet, but that is on the roadmap, to have a native Mac version of iRead Now.
Yeah, I mean, the natives are getting restless. They're like, you know, we run Windows in a virtual machine to do a few things we can't do, mm-hmm. but they're dreaming of this day when they can live 24/7 in the Mac.
You know, I've heard a lot of mixed feelings about the ABIC prompt. I like it. I mean, I've seen it work. Yeah, I know it's not programmed in the native environment, but I tell you run that on a I've got just a 2.5 gigahertz Core Duo process on my MacBook Pro, and that thing is like flash read. I mean, it's fast reading, in spite of the fact that it wasn't programmed, you know, in Cocoa or whatever the native language. I think it's a pretty darn good solution. So,
is the price point the big barrier still, though? What is it cost?
No, you know, you get an iPal for $1,275 now. They dropped the price about $700 over the last couple of months. So that's significant. That's a significant price drop.
Earl, why don't you give your contact information for folks who want to pursue all the great products you have at HandyTech North America?
Sure. You know, HandyTech office hours are, you know, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can reach us at 651, that's Central Time, by the way. The number is 651-636-5184. If you're looking for product information, product and pricing information, you can always send an email to info@handytech.us, HandyTech.us. And, of course, you can always visit our website at www.handytech.us.
Okay, very good. Check out all the great products we talked about and the latest, maybe even the Mac training materials, which is something I'm interested in. So check it out live at ATIA 2011 for Sarah Talk. This is Michael Loft.